You're listening to KNKX. Residents of the Tiki Apartments in Tacoma are rushing to find housing. Their new landlord from Seattle is renovating the complex, and tenants have until the end of June to move out. But finding a new home these days is filled with obstacles, especially for those with disabilities. 88.5 South Sound reporter Will James has more.
Sarah Howe has a rare genetic disorder called Norrie disease. She's blind and uses a motorized wheelchair. Her apartment is filled with devices that beep and chime, letting her know she has a message or what time it is.
And it's going to chime 10 times. 2, 3.
She's far from the only one here with disabilities. Residents say the Tiki apartments are run down, but they've served as a refuge for people who have trouble getting apartments elsewhere. And now that that refuge is going away, tenants like Howe are thrust into a housing market with some of the fastest rising rents in the nation. She's spent weeks trying to find a new home.
I think I've called 40 or 50 different numbers.
A big obstacle is money. Howe gets less than $800 a month in government assistance. Right now, she spends all but $220 of that on rent. And she keeps hearing the same thing. There's nothing available for someone on that kind of budget.
I want to cry, but I just hang up, and then I cry a little bit, and then I get over it and make another phone call.
In addition to being affordable, she also needs a place that's wheelchair accessible and close to transit lines. About half of her neighbors have found new homes. All around Howe, workers are stripping empty apartments, getting them ready for new tenants.
My biggest fear is being the last one here, but then even if I'm the last one here, it's a statement that, you know, there's just not that much accessibility out there.
When she does come across accessible apartments, they cost more than her entire monthly income. The hard part, she says, is that they're sitting empty while people like her are running out of time.
Eight, nine.
Will James, 88.5 News.